is Marilyn Abramofsky. I am the aunt of Kenny Claudio, who was killed in 1983 on October 11th by Matthew Rosenberg, a juvenile that lived around the corner from us. I was his foster mother.
Kenny was half Chinese, part black, and part Hispanic. Marilyn described him as a quiet child. She recalls the day when she picked him up from school and returned home with him, shortly after which Kenny went out to play with the other kids in the neighborhood.
He went out to play with his four-year-old friend, and within minutes he was gone. Matthew took him in his house like you take a paper in, under his arm, took him upstairs, raped him, drowned him in the bathtub, killed him. Then he put him in a double trash bag, and it took us 48 hours to find him. We were devastated. He was everything to us.
The police found Kenny's body in Matthew's closet. The discovery opened up a can of worms in the neighborhood, which exposed several crimes committed by Matthew prior to killing Kenny.
He not only raped Kenny when he killed him, but he molested 9 other boys up there before Kenny. And we didn't find it out until after Kenny was killed.
Matthew was put in prison and released in 1996. According to Marilyn, who has kept a track of him, he now lives and works in California. The Crime Division of California keeps an eye on his movements. His release angered Kenny's family and was seen as a failure to deliver justice by the state of Massachusetts.
He will never be forgiven. He murdered him. It was no accident. He only got 3 years for the murder. But he was kept benign, but the court kept him. I think he should have been kept longer. And when they said they couldn't keep him longer, then keep an eye on him. Know where he is, have him report to a parole officer.
Marilyn believes that sex offenders like Matthew Rosenberg are not curable. She also feels that their release is a threat to society.
They are not curable. They can take medicine. But what if they don't want to take it? Who's there to see that they take it? Maybe they wouldn't murder again, but they certainly are going to continue being pedophiles. That is not curable.
For someone who has lost a child to a heinous crime, the law at the time was just not enough. I asked Marilyn about her opinion of the new law in Massachusetts supporting juvenile life without parole.
It should have always been that way. I don't call them children. They're old enough to know what's right and wrong. And when they do the wrong in the way that they do it, they should be in jail for life. There should be no difference between adult criminal punishment and children criminal punishment.
Marilyn's own life after Kenny's murder became a quest to seek justice and to eventually change the law. She spent several hours in various courts around Massachusetts attending hearings of different juvenile delinquents.
You would think that people would be mad that I was fighting for that law. No, everybody I met stopped to shake my hand, talk to me, and say, guys should be like you. Fathers should be like you. Don't ever stop. So it was gratifying to hear it. It wasn't as hard as you think.
Teenage years can be very dynamic, and adolescents often act on impulse, committing crimes they would regret later. Should they be given a second chance after committing murder?
No, they shouldn't. They should get another chance at something. If they stole something in a store or something much minor than murder, murder has to be the ultimate. It is the ultimate. They don't deserve a second chance to murder again.
For WBUR, I'm Anne-Marie Singh in Roslindale.